Blog Talk Radio.
All right, open mic. We're back. Apologize for the difficulties. And open mic Tuesday night. You can call in 618-1650.
It's 213.
213. What's the number? Give them the number.
213-816-1650.
All right, 213-816-1650, or you can call the Inside Hotline. 631-224-3090 on this open mic and abbreviated show tonight because of difficulties with this stupid blog not giving us an engineer.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
All right. Pick your own subject. If you want to call in, talk about what you want, keep it clean, all right? And, you know, the big issue is the election year, and a lot of money is going to be spent by these candidates. But, you know, this money that's being spent by these candidates doesn't mean a damn thing, because it's all talk and propaganda. That's all it is. And I've said it time and time again, and it's worth repeating. If these candidates, these people who want to be president, want to help people, let them demonstrate that now. See? At least that way, they're raising money to help people. At least that way they will have shown and their good faith along the way. All right, brought to you by the Big East, the key to rescue, 609-388-7004. Big East, the key to rescue, thank you for all your help. Thank you for watching over the Akitas. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. Big East, the key to rescue at Verizon.net. Check them out. And we thank them. All the beautiful children of the world, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, Athena. Watch out for all the youngsters. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you. Brought to you by Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. 631-880-7929 on the Silo. And we'll be joining up with them this winter on the first Nursing Home News Conference to announce. Now there's something that the presidential candidates should pay attention to.
Mm-hmm.
Don't hold your breath. The news conference pointing out the facts and the money that's being wasted and the fact that Americans, millions of Americans, do not want nursing homes.
Yeah.
Now, that should mean something to a candidate. So we've got to get that message out there.
Right.
You know, all these podcasts should be sending that message. Turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. We don't want nursing homes. We don't need them. We want the help we need to remain in our own homes.
Yeah.
That's the message.
Mm-hmm.
That will be sent by the news conference. Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929. Brought to you by Suffolk Bus Corp, my good friends over there. Thank you. Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. on the Kennedy. Thank you for your support of Inner Sight and the Isle of Queeners, my buddy Danny over there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to thank Sal. I haven't seen him for a while, but I know he believes in Inner Sight, and I'll have to reestablish contact with him. Sal was the guy who donated the facility for the service dog marriage we did a few years ago.
Oh, yeah.
So he's a good Inner Sight friend. All right, Inner Sight, and we thank, and we were happy that we were able to help Ed Romaine get elected executive of Suffolk County. Thank you so much for the proclamation of Milton. And this show is brought to you by A Day for Milton. If you want to orchestrate A Day for Milton, give us a call. Send an email. InnerSight1620@gmail.com. And we'll explain how it works. You don't need any money to do it. Day for
Frank?
Milton. We're looking to do it in other states.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was on the internet one day, and I see something that had been advertising our show, and it was the nursing home show, and I don't know how the, and then also there was one about Milton, both of them. The one about
who's
Milton.
Advertising? Who's advertising our show?
It was on, I don't know if it was on blog or if it was on just a regular, like, Facebook page, because it was on the side of the Facebook, and it said,
probably the Blog Talk Radio.
Probably.
Well, it's not unusual.
No,
don't they advertise our show all the time?
Not all the time. You have to not ask for it, but just wait.
What did it
say
about the show?
Well, it was about Milton, okay? And it said, do you really want to go to a guide dog school that kills guides, something to that effect, kills guide dogs? And that intrigued me a little bit. I went into the advertisement, and there everything was about Milton. You think, what's his name, did it? Ira Tucker?
I don't know. You mean about what happened to Milton and how
it
happened?
Yes, exactly.
They put the whole story up?
Most of it, yeah.
They put the picture
shocked
up on
me, actually. I'm sorry?
They put up a picture of Milton?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Everything was there.
So they put the article up?
Yes. No, just a little blurb about the show, and they were asking a question, do you really want to go to a guide dog school?
When did you see this?
About a couple of days ago. I've been meaning to tell you.
Well, could have been anybody who put it up there.
Yeah.
The word is out, that's for sure.
It sure is.
All right, Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled, our Inner Sight hotline, 631-224-3090. And the email, of course, InnerSight1620@gmail.com. And let's see. Oh, you need dog food, cat food? Give Gary a call. 631-484-3085. It's free. You don't have to pay for it. So, you have any friends who have animals and they need food for the dog, cat? Call Gary. Nobody starved on Long Island. That's the program. 631-484-3085. All right. This is Inner Sight. Open mic. And we go up here at 9 o'clock. So anybody out there want to call in? We have any callers?
Not that I'm aware of, but I'll check again. I've been checking lately. Oh, yes, we do. Louie.
All right, let's take a phone call.
Here he comes.
Live on Inner Sight, keep it clean. Hello.
Frank Perino.
Hey, Lou.
Hi. I heard Suzanne back on the line.
Yeah.
Hi, Suzanne.
Hi, Louie. How you doing? I
missed
your
phone call last week.
Yeah, I had COVID.
Oh, yeah. How you feeling so far?
I'm not positive anymore. So that's a good sign, but I'm still congested in my chest and my head. I have pretty bad congestion. My husband
was
also
your chest?
Breathing. I'm sorry?
Was that your chest?
Yeah, it was really bothering me.
Well, can you breathe or something?
Exactly.
You're in the bed?
Yeah, I was lying down.
If you couldn't breathe, that would be an improvement.
Hey, you.
All right.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
Hey, Lou.
Hey, Frank, thank you for calling me last Friday. We had on Fox on Friday without Suzanne.
Yeah.
Nice.
Hey, listen. What'd you do the other day? You went out? Where'd you go?
Well, it was a little cold out there.
Yeah. Where'd you go? To the Bronx? Have you been to the Bronx lately?
My friend Carlos Morales sold sober, but not feeling too good. He walks funny, he sounds weird and everything, his neck, everything.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I hope I keep my fingers crossed. I hope he feels better.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Susanna, happy holidays.
Thank you. I forgot to tell you guys my birthday was on the weekend, so it was December 2nd. I didn't have much of a birthday because I was quarantined because I had COVID. I had to wait until COVID got out of my system. But I will have it during Christmas time, I'm sure. People will sing me happy birthday.
Feliz cumpleaños de Susana en el radio Blog Talk Radio de Frank Perino.
Oh, that's great, Lou.
Hey, Frankie.
Yeah, this phone is acting weird.
Yeah.
Hey, Lou. Are you there?
Yeah, right here.
What happened to your friend Carlos?
You don't know Carlos Morales. He was sick, you know.
How old is he?
67 years old.
Oh, God bless him.
Well, that's not old.
No, it isn't.
Yeah, I know.
Not according to me, anyway. Where does he live?
735 Magenta Street in the Bronx.
No, don't give his address. Just tell me where he lives.
The Bronx.
Oh, the Bronx, okay. So you go there, when you go there, you hang out with him?
Yeah, and I get home on Sunday night at 10:30 from the train at Brentwood Station.
That's something.
Oh, you went on Saturday?
Sunday.
Oh, all right. So what'd you do over there?
He took me everywhere, Brooklyn, Manhattan, Queens, a whole hangout there.
What, does he have a car?
She took the train. He don't drive.
Wow, that's a lot of...
changing.
That's a lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you know this guy a long time?
Yeah, he lives on the 10th floor.
Oh.
Wow. How does he get up there?
Take the elevator.
At least it has an elevator.
What? Suzanne,
someone
quiet, damn it.
Sorry,
the engineer.
Yeah.
Take it easy, Frank. Take it easy. Yeah. Okay, Frank.
Lou. So what does he do if the elevator's broken?
Walk up the stairs and walk down the stairs.
He can't walk up the stairs. Is he overweight?
Maybe he's slim.
Oh, that's good. So he's able to walk up the stairs? That's good.
Yeah.
So now wait a minute. You say he can't walk good.
Well, but I hope you're fine, though. He's getting used to it to walk.
Wait a minute. You sure he's not drunk?
Yeah, I can't give him a sangria to Carlos Morales. I'll give him some. I'm giving 15 glasses to Carlos Morales.
Yeah, right. That'll help him walk. He won't even be able to crawl if you give him that.
Yeah.
So he's a nice guy?
He's all right.
He ever listen to Inner Sight?
Nah, he don't know the show.
Well, tell him. Tell him in Spanish.
Hey, Louis. No. Why, you invite Carlos Morales to your show? No, he lives in the Bronx.
Yeah. Say hello to Carlos Morales in Spanish on the Inner Sight. Go ahead.
You don't know him. You don't know him, Frank.
That's all right. He could still be on Inner Sight.
Yeah.
Sounds like a nice guy.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad, prospero año, felicidad. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. Oh, it's early yet, Frank.
Hey, Lou.
Yeah?
How old is Feliciano?
78 years old.
78?
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't realize he was that old.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of years younger than me. Yeah, he's I used to know him years ago. What?
He was born on the 9th of September 1945, Lares, Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico. Where does he live in Puerto Rico now?
No, I don't know where he's at. He's in Puerto Rico. He's got his mom, got his kids, his wife. You know?
He was living in Connecticut for a while.
Yeah. You know it'll be untrue. You know I'll be a liar. But I'm going to say to you, hey, try to get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the world on fire. Boom, 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 boom.
Now, who was the guy who recorded that and made it famous?
What, that song I was singing?
Another group, yeah.
The Doors did the original and Jose Feliciano 1 year later.
Right, The Doors.
With Light My Fire.
Yeah, they made it a big hit, didn't they?
Yeah.
Oh, they wrote
something
it.
Like that. Jim Morrison and the Doors.
Yeah. You know, Jose used to play guitar at the Lighthouse, you know. And they wouldn't help him. They told him he'd never be anything, amount to anything with the guitar. But he got out of there and he did it all on his own.
Yep. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Suzanne.
Thank you.
And happy birthday to you.
Thank you, Lou.
So I'd like to get in touch with Jose. Tell him about Inner Sight. Maybe he'll help us, you know. Get a
better. We should put
going.
Him on TV.
Yeah, I'd put him sure on the show.
You're going to sing as a duo, Jose Feliciano and Frank Perino together.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
I'll put Louie on there, too.
Yeah, you do.
On TV?
To talk to Jose in Spanish.
Uh-oh.
I haven't been on your show for a while, Frank. I should have... You put me a couple months ago.
Yeah, we'll get you back on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These holidays are
over. Daddy, don't want
right,
to show my father on TV. Okay, go ahead.
Nah, your father doesn't want to be on TV.
he's too shy to go on in the studio, go on TV.
Behind the scenes, man.
Yep.
All right. Well, listen, you're gonna be on Friday.
Well, I'll call you Friday. I'm gonna have a little eggnog. I'm gonna go to the store and get some eggnog.
Eggnog?
Yeah.
Oh, when are you gonna get that? Tomorrow?
Well, Friday. I gotta buy 3 cartons of eggnog and put it in the refrigerator.
3 cartons?
I gotta be more than that. I gotta put 10 cartons of eggnog in the refrigerator. I got a whole load for it.
You mean those big gallon cartons?
Looks like it. I wish
what
I could give you some.
That?
I'm gonna give Frank Perino some.
No, I'll have a little eggnog, but not too much.
Suzanne don't want no eggnog.
No, I like eggnog.
That stuff
you like
is,
it?
Yeah, it's not bad.
Got alcohol in it.
Yeah,
no,
you've got to be careful.
I'll put some coquito blending it together.
Oh.
What do you put in it?
Love drops.
There you go.
I thought you said you put love some
potion.
Kind of bread in it.
No, I do put love potion. I open the bowl. I pour some in there, a little bit of the eggnog, give it a stir. And Suzanne, give it a sip. I said, what, hey, Louie, what did you put in it? I put love potion in it.
Love potion.
All right. In a sight.
Hey, don't let the, don't, if I put love potion, don't let the ladies give me a hug and kiss for it.
852. Abbreviated open mic. Yeah, Lou.
Yes. Watch out,
Suzanne. Don't forget
I put some potion in her drink for Suzanne. What? She be smiling and gave me a hug, right?
Yeah, you better look out. You don't drink too much of that. You'll blow up and fly away.
Yeah, fly away and a wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah.
Mm.
Suzanne, glad to hear your voice, and happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
Okay, Frank, I'll call you Friday.
All right, Lou, catch up with you Friday.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I have a lot of laughs.
Yeah.
And a swap will be waiting there.
Calling.
Okay.
All right,
okay,
clear
Frankie,
the board.
Take care.
All right,
bye, Suzanne.
Take care, definitely.
Dinner
sight. Bye-bye.
Open mic.
I gotta,
any other
on.
Calls?
Yeah, hold on. Let's see. Okay, here it is. Okay.
213-816-1650. Open mic, inner sight, where you can talk about what you want. All right. And, yeah, so much going on in the world. All these billionaires making all kinds of deals all over.
Wow.
You know, trying to improve what they do, and at the same time trying to save money. So you see there's a pattern there. Do something better and save money doing it.
Yeah.
So that's why the inner sight idea will work. If we can get the right people to start it off. Now, let me make an appeal as I did the other day because you never know who's listening here.
Mm-hmm.
We'd like to attract someone who has, was very, very affluent and has the kind of money that it would take to get this whole thing off the ground. And we'd be happy to sit down with you and give you our ideas, put them down on paper, whatever it is you want to do, and come up with a a sum of money to get it started. Now, and why not attract other people who would put in the money, like a, well, this would be an investment in the country, because it would save taxpayers money, would save money, nursing homes, would save money to for the government to not have the full cost of renovating places, making them accessible. And it would work all the way down the line. You know, the thing for licensing of the schools and the regulating of the schools and the law for Milton would be a blessed thing for many, many people. So anybody out there who has the means and you don't know what you want to do with your money, here's a good idea. And you could probably work it out with your accountant so you can get a tax write-off. All right? There's got to be a way to do that, too. So InnerSight appeals to those who believe in what we're doing and who want to see people be free. You believe in freedom? You have the means, call us, and let's do it, because it's all about making people free. That's really what it is.
Yeah.
And it enables people to have a better chance at life, rather than be subject to the government. You know, every independent living center is subject to the government. They call you into Albany 3-4 times a year. You got to answer all their questions. You got to, what did you do with this? What did you do with that? You know, why are they doing that? They're looking for ways to knock you out. You know, to make sure that you're their boy, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of an attitude.
Mm-hmm.
That's really what it is. A friend of mine, a beautiful black girl friend of mine, my dear friend Allie, put it in those terms one night we were talking about my book. And she said, it's so true that the government has made us their boy.
Mm-hmm.
It's so damn ass true. And that's how it has to be looked at. And that's how the disabled community should react and send a message, not in a violent, illegal way, but in a way that would embarrass these damn government people so damn much. You know, why are you oppressing all these people and spending all this money? People don't want this.
Frank,
why don't
I'll
you
be
wake
right
up?
Back. Yeah.
Wake up. And you know, change the system. You're not going to lose by changing the system. You're going to win. How can you lose if you're saving all this money? How can you lose if you make it so that a disabled person can work and they have to pay taxes, and so they still get that little bit of disability? Eventually, the agencies would be able to take over the disability. The government wouldn't even have to pay it anymore.
Yeah.
So get on the bandwagon. Thank you very much. InnerSight. And goodbye, world. InnerSight. Good night, everybody. Thank you.
Good night, everyone.